Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Do you want to say that last thing or do you want me to? I was thinking it too. Simultaneously.
McDermott there in the sports update. Referring to his communication with Cook, we're communicating like you would expect a player and a coach to be communicating during the offseason. And each time I've heard that today, I've had the same thought, which is, I don't think I have an expectation of that, or I've not thought about an expectation there. My inclination is mostly that I would think that there would be almost none. Unless a guy's getting, like, his significant other's having a baby, or they're getting he's getting married, something like that. Otherwise,
a life event.
Yeah, a life event. Otherwise, sure. it's just it's the off season.
Right. Does he call? Does he have like a list of players he calls every day?
Right.
Sort of like 5 a day, 10 a day. Right. Hey, is it literally a call?
Check in. How everything's going, buddy? We're counting on you. I don't know.
This could be maybe, a text.
Maybe
in touch.
Yeah, a text. Yes, yes. I'm not assuming a conversation. On the phone. But
I think the right follow up question today would have been then: did you know he wasn't going to be here? Right. Because
right.
They're in touch, and would Cook have misled him? Like, Sal's like. It's not surprising
right.
that he's not here. So McDermott probably knew if they're communicating.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm in a certain place on this, and I'm going to lay it out hoping that it doesn't come out as contradictory, you know, with itself. Like, I think – so Cook's number through Twitter has been $15 million a year. That's big. For a running back, I mean, there are bigger contracts for running backs, but like that's kind of elite level for a player at his position. Publicly, that's where he's been. The Bills are not going to pay him that, or they haven't yet, at least. It would be pretty incredible if they did. If they did that, then it's like, why didn't you just do that already? Like, what was all this for? Whatever all this is. So they would have a lower number. His number this year is 5.3. million. Earlier, I used 10 million. I'm thinking about Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack, who was on with us a couple of months ago and thought Cook might be in position for a contract that pays him $10 million a year. It's not that close to 15, so it would, in my mind, work from when Brandon Bean said, we're just not, in so many words, we're not close enough now to dig in on this. It'll wait until after the draft at least. So 10 for me could be where the Bills are. If they're much higher, maybe there's a deal by now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're they could be lower, but much lower isn't much more than he's making.
Right.
So 10, I think, really works. 3 years, $30 million, whatever the guarantees are, these different things. That's my guess as to what it is. And so, okay, well, Cook has been, he's absent. He hasn't been exactly quiet on the subject. It's not like he's doing a tour, but he's, you know how he's feeling.
He's made his feelings known, I think. Yes, I want to trust that that's where he is.
So he wants $15 million. I'm guessing the Bills would come in at 10. Maybe you'd say a little lower.
No, 10. I don't know. 10, when you were talking this out 2 hours ago to start the show, $10 million was exactly the number that popped into my head.
And at this point, it's end nice of round May, number. Nice round number. Reminds me of Eichel. Why wouldn't it just be 8 for 80? And it was. It ended up being 8 for 80. So this one sort of like fits all around. He wants more. It's still May. He's not here. Works. Makes sense. I doubt, unless the Bills go up from there by 2 weeks from now, when it's mandatory, he comes back for that. It's still only a few days. There are fines. That can get adjusted. We learned that earlier in the offseason on a rookie contract.
Right. Not everyone is eligible for that, but he is.
Okay. So I think
they have the fines forgiven in case it wasn't clearly spelled out. Okay, go ahead.
Unless the Bills go up from 10, which I'm saying is my guess at their number, he's not here in 2 weeks either because it really wouldn't have been worth it.
Like, it's the first mandatory thing you're skipping. Like, if you want to be in any way, shape, or form perceived as taking a stand,
right,
skipping the voluntary stuff and showing up when it's going to cost you, you know, a couple of nickels is not the look I think you want.
Okay, so now I'm to Father's Day. Now I'm past minicamp. I'm to vacation between minicamp and training camp. I'm to vacation, and he's not in yet, and there's no news of any progress or anything like that. There's no change. Sal was talking to us, and he's like, I think the Bills are pretty dug in. I think they could justify that. I think they could justify offering James Cook less than $10 million a year. The whole discourse about running backs has been about that. I think they could be there. But here's finally the point. I doubt they would mess with the equilibrium of their team over a couple of million dollars in James Cook. I doubt they would do that. If they're offering him 10 and they're doing it with gritted teeth because they think it's a terrible idea, maybe. I doubt it's this, but maybe the Bills already are at a point where they think their offer is unreasonable, but they're still making it. Oof. Because that's just how we have to do this, mm-hmm. and he's still a no, then you might be in some tough territory. But I doubt they would let this get away without capitulating at least some or a little bit more than they have. And then, you know, in any negotiation at that point, you would hope for the other party, Cook, to be like, okay, that's fair, let's go. It wasn't 15, but I got 12. I got 11, whatever it is. I did better mm-hmm. than I was going to do back in April, and I overall did pretty well here. And I'm cashing in on 16 rushing touchdowns because next year I'm going to have 6.
There's nothing here that's contradictory, and I like the thinking because it basically, I don't know that you've exactly said it directly like this, but the idea is that the Bills, in a negotiation that they would have anticipated to be maybe arduous, that was going to push them into maybe an uncomfortable position, uncomfortable financial position, that they're holding a little back for the summer.
Yep.
So that once he skips mandatory minicamp and they want to sit down, they can, you know, with a peace of mind, not with a gun to their heads, but like, having thought it through, all right, we're going to have this. This is our position, and this is our. I'm walking off the lot, right? This is where I'll go if in an effort to make peace ultimately, because whatever scenario ends up happening, like my most talked about, my what I think I would predict is going to happen is that they don't get anything done. He skips minicamp, shows up at camp, is holding in for a while, eventually just push is going to come to shove, the extension's not coming, I've got a decision to make about the year, I'm playing, and that's it, all right? That's not a peaceful situation necessarily. The player, of course, has the most to say about how noisy it will get or be. And maybe he just puts his head down and does his job and knows I'm at the end here and I'm going to get paid somewhere else. God willing, I stay healthy. There's all kinds of concerns that come with that, but sure. it's still not optimal from the Bills' standpoint. They know they've got a guy that, if he's not disgruntled, is at least gruntled. Maybe the team is bothered to some extent because their guy's not getting taken care of, and they feel bad because they got theirs and he's not getting his, and like that sucks for everybody, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So you'd want to alleviate that if you can, but it has to be within a construct that you can live with. I cannot foresee a scenario where the Bills would go to a place where it would hurt, where like they would really say, like, I didn't want to do this, but we felt like we had to. It at the end, it is still a running back. And I think that will still prevail for them. That's not to say that they wouldn't have some wiggle room, but frankly, I hope $10 million is their ceiling. This is not personal about James Cook. I don't know James Cook. I've admired his play. I think he's been a very important player
for
them.
He's fine. He's fine.
But you're right. But he's still a running back who plays, you know, whatever, 40-some percent of the snaps, and is not someone that you should pay thinking you're going to feed him 70% of the snaps. He's not that guy. He's not built like that. Easy for me to say. I've never seen him tested like that. He didn't play like that in college, and he's not played like that here. So to suddenly pay him and then say, I'm going to turn him into a workhorse, would be misguided, maybe at best. It could be a disaster at worst. So where do you end up? I don't want to pay the top of the market rate for a guy that is he's a part of a rotation.
Yeah, I guess. I guess what's contradictory to me is, as somebody, philosophically, that feels that way about running backs too, and have for many years, I still kind of doubt the Bills would hold a hard line there. I doubt he gets $15 million, but I bet he does great with them, because there's too much... In terms of image, if not also on the field, there's too much at stake. And the cap is a joke, right? I mean, the cap is a joke. It's not real. But, I mean, the Bills have written their share of, I think, bad contracts. Like Knox and maybe Vaughn. Like, there are contracts that, like, oh, my God. Are they just in a mood here? Like, what is this? Maybe every team has. You could maybe find that on every team. I mean, the Bills are not frugal at all. And so I think they'll end up at a point where they'll pay him and he'll look like he did great. And the Bills will go, okay, we didn't lose per se. But what we did is we found a little bit more money in our budget to avoid any sort of discord, any sort of loggerheads with this player, with their starting running back on a team that won 15 games. Like, and he scored 20 touchdowns or whatever it was in the end with the playoffs. It would surprise me. This is where you and I are different.
Yeah.
We're not going to maybe know this answer, or at least for a while. But it just hasn't been their way. Why does everything sort of get done so smoothly? Because they'll give you the money. You know, like, mostly they just haven't, you know, it's obviously broad brush, but they haven't been in these predicaments, and that's the easiest way to avoid them is to say yes. Like, some of these deals, who was the one where I said it this way all the time? Like, what was this negotiation? The player asked for this, and, like, Knox would be an example. The player asked for this, and the Bills went, okay. I mean, no offense, but sometimes that's how these kind of things read. And so that is where I think...
Yeah, you let the player fill in the number, basically.
Yeah, blank check.
It was a Sabres thing that I remember you getting like that about. I don't remember the player specifically.
Skinner or somebody, like...
It was just like, okay, how hard was that?
Right, it was a Saber.
Yeah.
I had one of those where I just was always saying the same thing, which was like, what was the negotiation like here? Was there one?
Right.
The player asked for X and got it.
Yeah. Well, I myself, you're saying that the contradiction potentially is how you feel fundamentally about running backs,
yes.
which is how I feel.
And about Cook himself.
Right. And yet you think they'll find, I don't think that's contradictory. It's two different things. Like how we feel, or you feel, or I feel about a situation that they have on their hands and what they're going to do, their motivation to alleviate it. We all want the same thing. We want the best guys on the team, right? But they have knowledge of what it could do to their whole thing here. That's where the stakes come in, which you mentioned here. I mean, the stakes are extremely high. They're trying to win the first championship in the history of the city, and obviously the franchise. So and they're a team that's favored to be able to do it. It's not like there's some dark horse or something. It's like the stakes are plain. Everyone knows them. So harmonious is where you want to be as best you can with, you know, a pro sports enterprise. And they control a large extent of that. I mean, they can't control what James Cook wants, but they can control how far they're willing to go to get him to a place where things would be considered harmonious. And if they aren't willing to extend to somewhere that might be even uncomfortable, then you've got a real dilemma on your hands. Like, to me, it's not worth being of the opinion that running backs shouldn't be paid this top dollar because they're so replaceable if the first time you're faced with the opportunity or the challenge of having to pay one, you just go, okay, we'll just pay you. And again, easy for me to say from out here. All right, well, I'm not the one building the team and doing all, but I would be surprised if they got anywhere near. I just don't anticipate them getting to a contract settlement with him. Is all I'm prepared to say. I just don't think they're going to do it.
And in that case, what happens?
I think he probably begrudgingly shows up and plays.
Yeah, and
then we argue about whether we can tell the difference,
whether he's motivated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and just like the Bills, it comes down to their – you wake up in the morning, did he say yes? Is he here? No? Okay. You wake up the next morning, did he say yes? Is he here? Like it plays out, but I just can't – I said already, I can't imagine the Bills risk that, because that takes on a life of its own. I mean, anybody anymore in sports – it was not always like this. On the last year of their contract – that's a topic. Anybody in sports now, a coach, a player,
yep.
It's not when he's up. It's the year before. And, all right, what are you going to do about it? And, you know, in the Bills' case, they have done a lot about guys this offseason, Bernard and others who were 1 year
they
away.
Did, they got it done with everyone except Cook.
Yeah. So I just wouldn't think the Bills would take that chance that everybody – is talking about this all the time, and, you know, it's the Ray Davis show if Cook just calls their bluff. That's what it's all about. You know, just who calls whose bluff, I guess. 803-0550 is the number. I don't think, if it does play out that way, that it really matters a lot in terms of on the field. I think of it more as off the field and – you know, maybe Bean will have another round of getting annoyed at the radio station talking about a thing he doesn't think matters that much. It's happened before. You know, so what if it does, right? Somebody could be thinking that. So what if any of this happens? What's the worst case scenario?
I mean, teams go through it all the time. This group with Bean and McDermott in charge have not really had, you know, they've not been in, you know, on this bus at all, really. It's been a very smooth ride for going to year nine now, right? McDermott was 8 years last year,
for
right?
Him, yes.
Yeah. So to have not really experienced any of that, it seems like it will be maybe a bigger deal out here than it ultimately will be. That's why I'm saying he doesn't show up for minicamp. I'm expecting him not to show up for minicamp. I would expect that they're expecting him not to show up for minicamp. And so whatever drama there's going to be, the football players will do the things that they do, and they will go on about their business, and eventually James Cook, I think, will show up. And that'll be that. So I'm not sure you're using the word risk a few times in laying all that out. And I risk might be a little – it feels more like an inconvenience than a risk to me. I think – sure, it could go sideways. He could try to skip games and really be a problem. I just don't think that happens that often anymore. And now often, that being said, that's because the team capitulates in some way because they want harmony. They want everything to be lined up so that there's no thing that we can point at and go, well, you didn't do this and look at what happened.
That will happen here. I'm very confident that will happen here. I don't know the current number, but it'll be – because Cook is just going to show up on his current contract and get asked about it all and be like, oh, whoops, didn't work. Oh, well, let's go win a Super Bowl. I think there will be a compromise, and the Bills will look like they've spent a lot of money on that position. They will anyway. It'll look like that anyway. If Cook walks in with whatever their current offer would be, it can look like that anyway.
Yep.
But for a little bit more, everybody wins. That's what happens. They could use my strategy when I go buy a car. I guess I'm Cook then, right? I'm not the organization. I'm the customer.
Right.
I'm the employee, or in Cook's case, I'm the customer. And I know, buying a car isn't everybody's favorite thing to do. You feel like, you just don't know anything, and the dealership knows everything, and they're just sort of going to rough you up, just not referring to any particular place.
They're going to try to make you feel like they're doing something really special for you, when in fact they're probably almost definitely not.
You know what? Right now, I want to do this for you, but I got to talk to Ron. I got to go talk to Ron.
Right. I'm going to go talk to the other guy. Yeah.
And I say, every time I say this, my father's going to ask me how this went. Just don't embarrass me in front of him. Tell me I got something out of you. You can make it up. I don't know. Talk to Ron. Don't talk to Ron. Give me something.
Throw in the undercoating. You get the undercoating. Give me the undercoating.
Give me a hood ornament. Let me be able to tell my father that we had this process, and I pushed a little bit. Dad, I did. I pushed a little bit, and I got this out of him, and I was content with that. I didn't pay sticker, right? I'm not paying sticker. Right. Don't make me look bad in front of my father. That's all I want.
How's that usually go for you?
Great. No, it works every time. I don't know what I'm getting. I can't tell you what I would be paying or what I'm paying instead. I don't know.
You sound like you really drive a hard bargain.
I know. I can at least say to my I didn't just say yes right away. We did this process here, and I got this out of them, whatever it is, a little bit of a break. But Cook is me. Just don't make me look bad in front of my brother. My brother was a pretty public example, wanting to get paid as a running back for years. I'm doing it now. Don't make me look bad.
He's even helping me do it. To some extent.
Yeah. Just don't make me look bad here. That's all. If he comes down with $11 million a year, he looks great. And it's more than the Bills want to pay him, but how much more does it really matter that much? He's on the field for you. You're not questioning his effort ever. All of that. You get all of that in the deal. That's the package. That's the interior. That's the leather seats. That's everything. That's what I'm getting.
Well, I can't wait for a scenario where that happens, which is a lot to assume, and I'm not assuming it, but where you are, they make that happen, and he goes from 16 touchdowns to 6.
Which he will, almost for sure.
It's going to be great.
He will not score 16 touchdowns again in his career. I did say that about Allen every year for a long time, and that has never gone away. But Cook is not Allen.
No.
You score 2 one year, then you score 16. Everybody will predict that number comes way down, except maybe, some fans, but I certainly will. 803-0550, if you have a thought on this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
I just know what I can do. At the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving that away to where people are scared to take risks. But it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single offseason. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know it. I'm the type of player that's going to show it. I just got to get in the right system. And I kind of slept on it, kind of going in, thinking that that kind of didn't abide. You know, maybe that you got players in sometimes not the best systems who can't turn it around. But it does take all 11. You know, it definitely takes all 11.
Elijah Moore.
He's on the Bills.
Will be the Bills wide receiver what this year?
Ooh. Boy. Four?
Four?
Four.
Final? Pass catcher.
Yeah, I know. Right. And that's the fourth on the list of pass catchers on the Bills last year was like 20-some catches.
31.
Probably. 31.
Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel tied. Does that surprise you that Curtis Samuel had as many as Mac Hollins? 31?
I guess. Yeah, I guess in the end it does. So am I I'm signing up for 30 catches. If I say receiver four, I mean, who's he going to catch more than?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Palmer? I don't think so. Shakir? No.
Kincaid? No.
Kincaid? Better no. It better be a no. Then,
Cook?
Yeah, I don't know.
Samuel, even? Who's more relevant, Samuel or Elijah Moore?
I wonder that since they signed Moore, has felt like it could be. And look, I'm just feeling around here. It's May, all right? That could be a one or the other thing.
For one guy?
Yeah. Like I think there's enough duplication there. And I don't say anything about the rest of the receiving corps, which there's also plenty of that already. But I think Moore just sort of adds to it. It was like the one thing that you could raise your hand and say when they, when he was visiting, and then he ultimately pretty quickly turned around and signed him. Like, okay, but it's another guy who, sure, okay, snap, share. It's a little more varied than you think. He's not exactly pigeonholed as a slot guy more. But it's probably where most people would tell you he's makes the most sense to want to use him. And you can say that about how many of the Bills receivers.
All of them.
Right? So
pretty much. Coleman, it's not even a joke. Coleman, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Big slot.
Though it's
Bills said no.
This is not going to happen.
Samuel, sure. Yes. Yep. Shakir, definitely.
Kincaid.
More. Kincaid is same, right?
Right.
F wide receiver.
So it's I just want, like, if Samuel steps wrong again in the summer and there's a, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's an ankle or a toe or a quad or whatever. He's got something that's bothering him. I think he should be looking over his shoulder big time. I just think more is, if nothing less, more is, or if nothing more than this, I didn't want to say
it's
more.
It's tricky now,
more.
Right? More. His name is More.
He's Samuel insurance to some extent. I think, because if something were to happen and Curtis Samuel decided tomorrow, I'm done playing football, I can't do this anymore. You're like, well, I've got Elijah Moore here.
Palmer, I didn't mention when thinking about whether they all would be best suited for the slot. Palmer, I don't think is. So he's one that
right.
I wouldn't say that about.
Okay.
Hollins is gone. Wouldn't say that about him. Cooper is not back. I wouldn't say that about him.
Right.
But of the guys they have, all of them except Palmer, I think, are probably, in a vacuum, your slot receiver.
So I just don't think all those guys have to make the team. You know, I think you, sure, you could live in a world where your five are on game day. Maybe there's a sixth one who hangs around and doesn't get a uniform necessarily on game day. But you've got Palmer, Shakir, Coleman, one of Samuel or Elijah Moore, and who am I leaving out here?
I don't know. We have these conversations, and I feel like every time one doesn't get mentioned, and they all kind of sound the same. Put them in any order you want. Organizational incentives with Coleman and Kincaid, like bigger investments.
You know, it really depends on what they're going to do with a guy like, say, Chenault.
We're talking.
Or if they want to leave some room for anyone to be a surprise. If the Terrell Shavers of the world, okay? But really, the five guys I just mentioned are the top five guys on the depth chart. So, you know, maybe Samuel, somebody from the back would have to really work to displace one of those five guys, because the top five are the names that I mentioned. So maybe they don't have to choose between Moore or Samuel, but from a body type standpoint, wouldn't you maybe want to hang on to a bigger guy to have him around to do what Coleman's doing for you if something happens to Coleman or Palmer, you know? So it could get crowded, and that's where the duplicate point. See, what a segment this has been. I had an opinion. I talked myself out of it, and I've talked myself right back out of it again.
Back into it again.
Right. Sorry. I don't know, out or in. I'm so confused.
More or less.
It's a long holiday weekend.
Coleman, Palmer, Samuel.
In recovery here. But
it's the Bills receiver room in a microcosm here.
Right.
It's a nutshell.
Right.
It's like everything's confusing. The order is different every day. They're all, I mean, the draft capital investment is fine, a fine point in terms of Coleman and Kincaid, but the other guys all got paid pretty well.
Yeah.
Shakir, definitely. Shakir is not really a question. But, and Moore is almost 4 years younger than Curtis Samuel, by the way,
mm-hmm.
even though he's been in the league.
Yeah.
Just turned 25.
Yeah.
So he's got that in his favor. I don't know.
I got to work to not be down on Samuel because of the way the season went.
He had a good playoff.
He did finish strong. Yeah, that's what I need to remember, is that he finished strong. The problem is that came after months of, often when in conversation about them, it taking me reading his name on the injury report to remember he's on the team. and I work here. Like that happened to me on a more than it should have basis. I won't say a regular basis because I knew Curtis Samuel was on the team intellectually, but like it was easy to kind of forget about him.
Yes, it was.
But he did finish strong, and there's reason I think to think like, oh, okay, he was finally healthy, and you got a glimpse of it, and it was pretty effective. Maybe with a clean runway and a clean bill of health, he can stay healthy, and we get that.
Had a good playoff, which is what you got from me just then. It means this. 3 for 68 in a touchdown against Denver. There was that big one. 2 for 9 against Baltimore. 1 for 4 and a touchdown against Kansas City. Not massive.
That's six catches. Three
more than Coleman.
I don't think that's even good.
No, it's 2 touchdowns,
right?
Is what it is. Right. And in the meaningless Patriot game, he went 7 for 52. 5 for 58 and 1 against Kansas City. In the win in the regular season was his best game. Samuel. Underdogfantasy.com has pick'ems, and they have an over-under. They don't call it over-under. High or lower. I need to remember this for tomorrow because I'm doing Matthew Collar's podcast tomorrow, and it's Underdog-sponsored. It's very important.
You want to have the lingo down for them.
They're not over-unders at Underdog. It's more of like a casino term, I guess. For some reason, they don't call it that. High or lower. Higher or lower number of starts this year by Shedeur Sanders? Want to guess the numbers? You're good at these. What line would have been set?
I don't know if I'm good at these.
For how many games he starts for Cleveland? Or if you rather, like, what would you guess he would? How much would he start? Want to take it from like what I would do is I'm take it from that standpoint.
Go for it. I'm going to say they set the number at 4.5.
2.5.
Ooh.
Well, Bulldogs in on higher for Shedeur Sanders.
I gotta go bet. Where is that again?
Underdog Fantasy. Use your account. You already have an account.
Yeah, sure.
At Underdog.
Yeah. Facial recognition and all that. They know who I am.
The schnauzer is up. The pug is up.
They see me coming.
The pug is up today. You know I'm on that. I have a pug.
You gotta be in the pug.
I'm glad, like, one of the big ones, like, well, the big dog is one of their bigger contests, the Rottweiler, one of these. I'm glad I don't have a bigger dog because that's like a higher entry fee. The pug is sort of a, you know, a modest entry fee.
Befitting the name. Yeah, okay.
Not quite on the mini schnauzer level, but still, you know, affordable. 2.5 starts for Shedeur Sanders. I'm very curious, like I think we all are, like just how the Browns play it at quarterback with two rookies, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. I think anything is possible. Anything is possible there. Week one. They have the Bengals in week one. Really, they could do... It's not going to be Dylan Gabriel, right?
No.
He's not going to start. That's not possible?
And I don't think it's going to be Shedeur Sanders either.
Okay, well, probably not.
So
start with the veteran.
I would guess Flacco. I would expect him to look, if they're going to do it based on who looks best in practice, I'll bet Flacco is going to look the best in practice. So I think he'll win the job. And I hope he beats the Bengals.
Yes, I guess.
I'm not worried about the Browns too much. And I think you got reason to be worried about the Bengals. So ding them with a loss to the lousy Browns. Good.
And unless you have changed your mind, you're not taking them. That's not going to be your survivor pick. The Giants in Washington was going to be your survivor pick, right?
I don't remember now.
You have time.
Okay, good.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
3.5 months almost. 100 days.
Well, there you go.
You have 100 days. It's less than 3.5 months. Today is 100 days from the opening game.
Hey, what's a unit of measure to signify the passing of time that no one ever uses? I got it. 100 days. Great. Let's get some graphics made up and get that all over the TV today.
It feels like more.
It always does.
It feels like it should be more than 100 days away. It just turned nice. Like, it's summer now.
Yeah.
And already we're counting down the days to fall.
Well, we're not really. Someone is.
No, that's right. You and I are not.
I'm not.
We're not. There's going to be any, oh, it's 99 days away.
We're
tomorrow.
Mentioning it today out of a professional obligation.
100 days.
That's it.
Just for, I remembered. I was trying to estimate the amount of time I remembered. Today is 100 days. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6. Lots of hockey to talk about. The playoffs resume tonight out west. Dallas at Edmonton, game 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. We've asked Bulldog to hold his thought on Aston Villa so that we can resume the show and talk to a fan or two.
We'll have our EPL conversation during the break, I think.
Ron is with us. Hello, Ron.
Good afternoon, guys. You know, I never felt that way this way till this year, but how close is McDermott to a Super Bowl appearance or bust-type season? His seat can't be cold. It's got to be pretty warm, right? Because we win a lot in the playoffs, but we can just never get to the Super Bowl. There's always that point about, look at the quarterbacks they've beaten, which I don't care, you win to win. But if they don't make Super Bowl this year, especially if they have a great year and they find a way to lose it in a home game or something, are we starting to look at McDermott? Because we've had all kinds of teams under him so far, and he's the one constant. And I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks.
And that Ron, he when he says hang up and listen, he means it.
Yeah,
nobody hangs up faster than Ron.
Gone in an instant.
I don't even get a chance to do it. No. It depends on how, for me. I'm sorry if that's too, if I'm equivocating. Like it just depends on how. I have said, I think this is the year where if they have the same season again, and it's, you know, easy, not even to have to be easy, in the division, you're in the playoffs, and it's another showdown against Kansas City or even someone else, and you can't stop them, that's a big ask, I know, because Mahomes and Jackson and all of it, even Burrow. But that's when I'm at a point, I think, where I feel like it's run its course. And my defensive head coach will again have not been able to author a winning result in that game. Next year is when I think I would feel like this is never going to change. I know there are people that are already there and have been there. Mm-hmm. I have not been one of them. But it happened again last year, and it was against a Kansas City team that sucked on offense all season. It happened again. And, like, I even after that wasn't ready to do it. But if it happens again next year, I say I will be. I predict that I will be.
Yeah, I mean, it's not It's such a tough one. The seat, the way the caller's phrasing it, like, is the seat at least warm? I don't know, honestly.
I don't either.
You know, the good that's come with it. It's funny. I saw somebody, maybe Joe was at some point this morning. Yeah, it was definitely this. Was like, who's the most underappreciated person in the organization? You know, like unsung Bills person. And someone tweeted at Joe, it's the coach. they've done a lot of things right, a lot of winning, five straight division titles, playoff wins every year, but just not enough of them, not plural, right? So you're just sort of stuck. Sometimes twice they've won two, and then lost in the third one, all important third one being the championship game. But you don't either get to have the job for life, and so something else has to change. What else can change? You know, Josh Allen's not going anywhere. Lots of other parts of the team have been moved around. You've done this overhaul the defensive front thing twice already, right? I mean, there was a round of this after they lost the first AFC title game. It was Rousseau and Boogie Basham, and eventually a year later, Von Miller.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And like we're addressing that, we're throwing, you know, assets and money at something that we think is a shortcoming, and now we're 4 years down the road from all of that, or five in the case of the draft picks, and we just did it again. they went back to that well. Defense. I'm not making fun of them for doing it. I'm just saying it's pretty almost incredible that a second round of replenishing the defense is taking place, and they haven't gotten any farther from having done it the first time.
Well, it doesn't have to be, and I'm not sure really what I'm saying by this, but with this sort of context in mind, the future, this year, this offseason feels like a sort of a last call or last ditch effort on this. Like, all right, we're going as hard as we can up front. They ended up signing two players who are on drug suspensions, right? Hoyt and Ogunjobi, or whatever kind of suspensions, if it's close enough, I think.
Is it sure, safe to
call it that?
Sure, yeah.
So there's that, and then it's the draft too, and defense, and the draft. What more can they really do about it than they've done? And so it kind of has to work. Maybe not in the first year of it, all these new guys, but if you take the whole 8 years into account, it kind of feels like to me that it has to work. or else maybe there's someone new up top. Who knows? Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Actually, not that I don't say the number out of habit, but Paul is coming up after the update. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.